welcome to CADcast episode number 306. I am your host, GBD, in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, the one, the only, the non-complaining wombat.
Screw you.
And Pleasant Shipwreck.
Hello.
Everything's fine with you, right, Ship?
I'm a little sick, but other than that, sick and busy.
Right.
It's a good combination.
Right. Wombat?
It's my busy time of year with work and basketball coaching and video games.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year for me at work as well, so we're both cranky. But I'm taking a day off tomorrow.
Shipwreck's not cranky.
No, he's never cranky. He's better than I am. Congratulations.
Shipwreck, explain why you're better than Wombat.
There's a lot of reasons, really, but I'm right-handed for one, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's one.
That's a check mark.
I was going to say, we only have an hour, so...
I understand. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot of things to talk about during this holiday season. Big games, NPD results, big money, big prizes, everything. So, what's been going on, Wombat?
Not too much. I mean, like I said, I'm taking a day off tomorrow just for myself.
A gaming day.
A gaming day, exactly. I told my employer... I said, I need to take a day off tomorrow. I have too many video games to play.
Did you really say that?
I really said that. I'm not making that up.
And what was their response?
His response was, that is a wonderful idea. I hope you have a great time.
What games will you be playing on this day off?
I hope to finish Dishonored tomorrow and start XCOM. That's the goal.
Wow. You've been putting a lot of time into Dishonored.
I have been putting a lot. That game is really good. Are we just going right into it? Is this like...
You can. Sure.
Feet first. CADcast. I don't know. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. But I think I'm pretty far along into Dishonored at this point. According to the Raptor, I'm about 8 hours in. So...
Right.
Yeah. I think the game's only like 10 hours long. So I must be close to the end. And that game is really cool. Now, how far along are you in that game? I know you have it.
I think I'm maybe halfway where you are.
Okay.
I just took the guy out of the greenhouse. I went over the bridge.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yes. That's a cool mission.
Yep.
I like that one.
I just blink everywhere. All I do is I just blink everywhere and take care of business.
I rarely use that.
What?
Yeah.
That's the best thing in the whole game.
I see. I have other methods. I like, besides sneaking around, which, you know, really... I sneak around a lot. I do kill a lot of people.
This conversation out of context would sound really weird.
I know. I have the ability that if I sneak up on someone and kill them, they automatically turn to ashes.
Yes, so there's no body. I got that one too.
That's really cool because then there's no body to hide.
Right, that's the lazy man's perk.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, so I could sneak around, stab people in the back of the neck and just keep on going. No one's going to find my bodies.
Sold.
So, exactly. Done. I also have Swarm of Rats.
Right. I didn't take that.
I took that. I've only used it once. Really only used it once to kill someone. And it was quite effective. It was actually on that mission that you're on.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Something about it didn't suck me in.
Which surprises me because it's so much like Hitman.
It is like Hitman. It's like a first-person Hitman with Nightcrawler's abilities thrown in.
Yeah, it's like a supernatural Hitman, but it's very similar as far as...
Meets the darkness.
Yes. But I find it's not slow, which a lot of stealth games can be. My main problem with the game is I find that the hub world is very unnecessary.
Right, just, oh, when you, every time you stop, every time you do a mission, you go back and you get to go to bed or not. You decide if you want, when you want to go to bed.
Yeah, and you like talk to a guy and then you go on the boat, load time, go to the little hut area, talk to a dude, sleep, load time, wake up, go back to the boat, load time, and now you're on the next mission.
We're really no load times on the PC version.
Even still.
Right.
There's no reason for it.
Maybe it's just trying to tell you when you should go to bed.
I think it might be. Because in theory, the boat guy could really be all of those people. He could give you the next mission. He could be the shopkeeper. You could have a shop on a boat. I don't know, there was a law that said you can't, fix a sword on a boat. I don't remember reading that.
You'd be a good game producer, Wombat. You could really save the production some money.
Well, it would cut the game down time down by like 2 hours.
Well, maybe they didn't want to do that.
Exactly. Like, you go on the boat, and the guy says, I got a message from the general. This is what we need to do next. Do you need me to fix your weapons? And you could say yes or no, you know, or right. Do you need an upgrade? And then you could say yes or no. And if you say yes, you upgrade your weapons. If you say no, straight into the next mission.
Right. And now your game's too short. You just lost your job as a game producer.
And now your game's 3 hours short. It's just this artificial way of making the game longer.
Right, right. Maybe that's what turned me off to it. I don't know.
I don't know. For a game that, and this game is excellent. So don't get me wrong. I strongly recommend it if you like games.
Right.
But that element alone, just, is Shipwreck still here? Because he hasn't said anything in about 15 minutes and I feel bad.
I got a Dishonored Christmas card in the mail from Bethesda today.
What did it say?
It said,
creepy?
Happy. There was a dude like outside of a window, like a Dishonored guy, like sneaking around a window or something.
Ho ho stab.
Christmas tree inside the window. I don't know.
Right. Good old Dishonored guy. What a great character.
It is a great. I don't. You know what's funny? I've been playing that game now. What I say, I put 8 hours in, and usually Raptors off by a day, so probably closer to 10 hours. I have no idea what the guy's name is.
Dishonored guy.
Dishonored guy. Hey, nice mask. That's his name. Hey, nice mask.
Right. So okay, yeah. That's cool. And so, what do you?
I have it. I need to play it.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. It has some really good. Like the set pieces are really good. It really, you know, it builds like really great areas for this guy to sneak in and sneak out. And, you know, you can't, I think Russ from Polygon finished the game without killing anyone.
He did. Yes. I saw that.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. You know,
he likes doing that type of stuff, though.
He does. I don't have the patience.
I have no interest in that.
And if Shipwreck has no interest in it, imagine the problems that Russ must have.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He's a little crazy. But we love you, Russ.
We love you, Ship.
Yeah, exactly. The game... I'm just trying... Also, I think the game sometimes punishes you a little too much for killing people. I can understand that the game isn't really designed for you to run in and just go to town.
But it's like, fun. They made the swordplay fun. That's the problem.
Exactly.
I mean, not a problem, but...
No, but it's like sometimes you want to get into a sword fight because it's a unique experience and it's fun to do.
Right. And Hitman is the same way in that, you know, you feel like you should be sneaking around and being a super hitman, but if you just shoot somebody in the head, you get this nice slow motion cinematic death animation that is pleasing to look at. So I'm often torn on how I'm going to kill people.
Exactly. And, you know, it's satisfying in Dishonored to get a perfect headshot with the, you know, with the crossbow from across the way and watch a guy turn to dust from, you know, 100 yards away or whatever.
Right. Yep. It's good. We all agree that it's good. Except for shit.
We all agree. Dishonored. Yeah. Go play it today.
I agree that it was the first video game Christmas card I got.
Yes. You want to do some watch this, bitches? I see that we skipped it last week. Somehow.
Yeah, I added, this is a very Wombat show. It'll don't worry, everyone. It'll end soon. I watched Crossfire Hurricane. Do you know what that is?
It's that's like an ATV made by Yamaha, right?
No, it's the Rolling Stones documentary that was on HBO.
Oh.
Are you sure this isn't the game where you shoot marbles at each other?
No, that's just Crossfire.
Oh.
Yeah, that game is the worst. Commercial was good.
Was that like an old game?
It was like a ball bearings. Like, yeah, you had ball bearings and you had triggers on both sides, and it was kind of like Hungry Hungry Hippos in reverse. You were trying to shoot them into the other person's, I don't know, goal or whatever.
Right.
And you just had ball bearings flying everywhere.
Right. Most of those mechanical type board games were shitty. They looked really good on TV, and then when you got them home, they were shitty.
Oh, it had a great commercial. Like, the song was really good, too.
Right. They always
don't
have
get caught
commercial.
In yeah. the crossfire.
In the crossfire! Yeah, it was pretty good.
Nice.
Anyway, I watched the Rolling Stones documentary. It's very good.
It's better than the game?
It's better than the game. You know, it's not that I don't know much about the Rolling Stones, but I wouldn't consider myself a Rolling Stones expert. You know, I would, you know. There are probably, I know people who that's their favorite band and can tell you all sorts of obscure nonsense. I felt as though this documentary didn't have anything I didn't already know.
Right.
Like, I felt like it needed to be a little more in depth. Instead, it was just kind of like a light pastiche of the Rolling Stones career.
So it was boring, even then, what you're saying.
What's the title mean? What is that? Is that a lyric
it's from
or something?
Jumping Jack Flash. He was born in a crossfire hurricane.
Okay. I know the song. I don't know the lyrics.
I know the movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
That I know that too.
That movie's terrible.
Yeah, it is bad. I remember watching it when did it come out? Because I feel like I was pretty young. I remember thinking, like, what the hell is this movie? And why is it called Jumping Jack Flash?
It came out in the 80s. Was that the one with Sam Elliott in it too? No, that was another one.
Maybe that. Whoopi Goldberg made a lot of the same movies over and over again.
Yep.
So you didn't
she
like
She wasn't
the movie.
In this movie, though. She wasn't in Crossfire Hurricane.
No.
No, that's not a movie. Anyway, so yeah, Crossfire Hurricane.
It's good. I mean, they do focus a lot on Altamont, which is, you know, interesting. But, I don't know. It was good. I thought I would like it more. Like, they didn't really talk about the sex or,
drugs.
You know, the or the band's dysfunction. Like, they made it sound like Keith Richards never did anything wrong and that Mick Jagger never did anything wrong. They were also producers on it, so it was
Don't they hate each other?
I've heard a story that I heard once when they were recording, I want to say maybe Let It Bleed, but I'm not sure. The album they recorded in France, which I forget which album that is, and they do discuss that on the documentary, that Mick Jagger slept with Keith Richards' wife.
Right.
And that Keith Richards would, they couldn't record until Keith Richards would show up. And he would say he would call the record session for like 9 o'clock in the morning and then not show up until 9 p.m.
Right.
And then he would make sure the record sessions would be all night long. So the rest of the band would literally have to sit there for 12 hours, then record for 12 hours, and they got no sleep. And it's funny because they talk about how they all got no sleep and how they recorded all night long, but they never bring up the story of Mick Jagger sleeping with Keith Richards' wife and Keith Richards being a dick about it.
I'd be a dick about it.
Yeah,
too.
I was gonna say, not that he was right.
The one better. I'd say I'd set the time for 9 a.m. and then not only would I not show up until later, but I would burn the studio down while they were in it.
But is that really Charlie Watts' fault? Like, do you do that? What did Charlie Watts do wrong?
I would
that he
send Charlie a text to tell him to get out of there.
In 1967, right. France.
Oh, yeah. I can time travel.
You can? Oh, okay. Just checking. Because, you know, he seems like a decent fella.
I heard he was jerking off in the corner during the whole thing.
But is that so? He didn't sleep with anyone's wife.
That's wrong. He should have tried to stop it from happening.
I don't know. Does he ejaculate all over the drum kit?
Your friend doesn't sit in the corner. Come on. Now you're being silly. All right. Should we do some new releases? There are new releases.
Speaking of ejaculating in the corner, new releases.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a pun. Think about it.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, got it. Let's see here. Far Cry 3 came out.
Right.
You're up, Cheapy. Talk about it.
I haven't stopped playing it for the entire week. It's the best game ever, basically. I went into Far Cry 3 not knowing. The only thing I knew about it was, I assumed it took place on a tropical island because I played the last one. But that was really the only thing that I knew about it because I haven't read a single article about it or watched the video or anything. Not because I'm so...
Wait, you saw Booby Lady at E3.
I didn't even see that.
How did you miss that? We were standing right next to you.
No, but I somehow missed it, remember? I don't know. Who's Booby Lady?
The lady with the boobs.
What do you mean? In the game?
Yeah, she was like giving him like a lap dance or something.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I was. I mean, my point was that I wasn't paying attention to the game. And I think that because of... I just completely ignored it and then didn't really know anything about it until I started playing it. I was able to enjoy it on a different level because, I mean, I'm hesitant to even talk about it because I think people should just play it. But at this point, they've probably already read about it or seen videos about it. But they did something really smart in this one, is that they kept the story super simple and that you can explain it in one sentence. California kids held for ransom on tropical island by pirates. And that's it. That's the story. And because it's so simple that it sort of ties the whole open world together and that you never forget what you're supposed to be doing. You never forget why you're there. You always have this goal of rescuing your friends who are still captive and getting off the island. And that goes a long way to a game that can last a really long time like this, an open world game like this, where you can just get lost doing, you know, hunting missions, flying around on gliders. I mean, the game is amazing. And not to mention that it looks I'm playing it on PC. I'm playing it on PC with an Xbox controller in my living room. And it just looks ridiculous. I mean, it's one of the best looking games ever, probably.
Is there a leveling up system in this game?
So they did a really nice job with this. So to upgrade everything, you have to basically craft and hunt. So if you want to be able to carry more weapons, for example, you need to construct a weapon holster and you need to make it out of buffalo skin or something, whatever the game tells you. And then you have to go and kill buffalo and skin them. And then you can
sounds like things. Warcraft, World of Warcraft.
But it's very simple. I guess it is, but it's all simplified so that even a dummy like me knows exactly what I'm doing. I'm not confused at all. It's not like some ridiculous four. I don't need like 10 buffalo skins, 3 deer skins, and a flower to make something. It's just it's pretty straightforward. So you don't get lost at all. So that's how basically you upgrade your character and is. You know, by crafting bigger pouches to hold ammo, and you get experience points, and then you can you get skill points, so like perks and things. So like you can run faster, you can snipe better, shit like that. And it has the best swimming in any video game in the history of video games, in that you can even while you're swimming, you can look at the fish underwater and potentially be eaten by a shark, and it just looks amazing.
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think Ubisoft knew that this game would essentially, I haven't played either one, but I'm going to say, based off of what I've seen and heard, do you think Ubisoft knew that this game was going to be the better game over Assassin's Creed 3?
Well, that doesn't matter. Even if they did.
No, I don't think, but probably not.
It's not. Well, I would say the marketing budgets between these two games has to be quite disparaging.
Sure, but one of them has been a multi-million selling franchise, and the other one has never quite sold gangbusters.
I'm not aware of the marketing. What, you're saying that Far Cry is getting a lot more marketing?
No,
the other way. Hardly any. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't walk 3 feet without seeing something about Assassin's Creed 3. I haven't seen anything for Far Cry 3.
You know, I played Far Cry 2, and it had some really great parts to it, but the frustrating parts were so debilitating that it made you not want to play the game. Like your gun would break and you'd have to repair them, and it's a lot of traveling and a lot of loading, and the fast travel like wasn't you couldn't just fast travel from any spot. You had to go to certain spots.
Did they fix having to have the map up on screen just about the whole game?
Right. They fixed all the annoying things from the other game. And it makes a huge difference. It changes the game completely. It's
Far Cry 2 was really good.
It was really good, but did you finish it?
No,
you got,
I don't
you got
think.
Tired of all the little boring the
I got tired of anytime you drove on a road, you'd get ambushed.
Right.
Like just trying to get to the next mission.
Right. There were too many guys, too many like random encounters. They have random encounters in this too, but not as many, and the enemy doesn't see you as easily, I think, maybe it's the jungle is more lush and you can hide better. I don't know. But
I think what frustrated me at the last one too is it had those kind of teammates that you could meet and they could die permanently.
Oh, right.
And so you would you'd be like hanging out with this dude, and then all of a sudden you'd have a random encounter and he would go down, and it was like, oh, well, all right, well, I guess he's dead.
Right. Yeah.
Not a very rewarding experience.
It's when you go, actually, no, I had to protect some, I had to do like some escort stuff, but it wasn't too bad. I didn't have any problems. I don't know. I'm totally addicted to Far Cry 3. I think about it. It's one of those games that you think about when you're not playing. For me, I could be, you know, I could be hunting sharks right now and making myself a bigger wallet so I can hold more money. It's pretty amazing. It's got vehicles, you know, there's hang gliders all over the island.
Wait, that's a mechanic, is that you kill sharks to make your wallet bigger?
Yeah, you make a better wallet.
What are you going to make a wallet out of, loser?
You probably have like the shitty buffalo skin wallet.
Seriously?
It can only hold like $60.
Yeah. I got one of them shark skin wallets. It holds like $30 in it.
You craft things like that, like bags and shit, and you craft medicine.
Sell them to Jewish ladies in New York City.
Right. And super like drugs that make you better at hunting and shit.
You can also sell those to Jewish ladies in New York City.
Right. They like, yeah, all kinds of drugs. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite games of this year for sure. Or in this, I don't know. I should be playing right now. I'm like, I don't know exactly how much I played because it uses Uplay, and Steam doesn't track the gameplay time properly. So I played a lot, though. I feel like that's all I've done.
I think Raptor does, though. I think Raptor should track
properly.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I've been playing Assassin's Creed 3, and it's been tracking that pretty good.
No, it only... Oh, maybe it hasn't updated yet, because it only says I played 2 hours, and that's impossible. But I love the game. It's amazing. I could talk about it for the entire show and tell you all the cool shit that you can do in it. But I really... Going into a game blind is pretty... A game like this blind is a pretty good way to do it. Like, just all the surprises, and I don't want to ruin it for people, but there's a lot of surprises, and a lot of times we go, oh shit. And just the beauty of the game. I mean, just, it looks amazing. I find myself just walking around and, you know, looking at the moon and the, you know, the sunset, and it's pretty amazing. Bow hunting, shooting deer in the face with a bow and arrow. It's pretty good.
If I was a porn actor, that'd be my name.
What?
Bow hunting.
Bow hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right. So yeah, Far Cry 3 is awesome. What else this week?
That Lord of the Rings MOBA game came out, Guardians of Middle-earth, on Xbox Live and PSN.
Hmm.
That looked all right when we saw it at E3. I haven't played it yet.
I don't know anyone who's played it yet.
Wants to play it.
I do want to play it, but I don't, again, I don't know anyone who has.
It's a difficult time of year to put out a downloadable game, because everybody's just... Like, they just have piles of the retail games that we just got from Black Friday. And, like, it's kind of hard to say, okay, I need a PSN or Xbox Live Arcade game right now.
Right.
But I don't know. It looked all right.
Has anybody reviewed it yet?
I truthfully have had such a busy week, I haven't even looked at Metacritic to see if anybody has.
I'll look it up now.
I'm
yeah,
faster.
All right.
85%.
I
85.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds about right.
Hmm. Yep. Eurogamer Italy only gave it a 7. For Far Cry 3. What's that?
91 for Far Cry 3.
It's ridiculous.
I'll add it to my list.
It's ridiculous. It's, you know, they hit that magic mix of giving you fun activities to do, so you're never at a loss to do something a little bit different, but yet fun. So when you get tired of doing the story missions, you can do some hunting and try to upgrade your shit. Or when you get tired of that, you can, find the radio tower and climb to the top of the radio tower, which is like climbing to the top of the towers in Assassin's Creed, where it opens up the shit on your map. There's relics that you can find. There's just interesting things to look at on the island. They did a really good job of making this island feel like a real place. You know, and a place that you would actually, you know, want to check out if it wasn't for all the deadly pirates, but...
Stupid pirates.
Ruining our vacation. Yeah, and the opening video is really good too to start the game. The whole opening scene is really, really good.
It sounds like you like this game. You think it's really good.
Just a little bit. What else?
Dragonborn, the new DLC for Elder Scrolls V Skyrim came out.
Oh.
For Xbox Live. I don't think it's out. I think it comes out soon for PC and PS3.
I think 2013 for PS3.
That's soonish.
Yeah, no, it's soonish. Yeah, it's sooner than you think.
It's $20. I have not played the last Skyrim DLC, so I'm, again, not looking to pick that up right now, but I'm sure it's good.
Right.
Let's see. Wii U, a bunch of ports of games that you didn't want to play in the first place came out.
Oh, that sounds good.
How does that Marvel Avengers game work on the Wii U?
Because that's I don't know. I would guess it's
so simple. All the moves are so simple on Kinect. You could easily make that a touch game, and it would be like, what's that? and what's the dungeon game, the touch dungeon game where you swipe to?
Infinity Blade.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
That sounds like a better game. I would play in a Marvel game. I think there is a Marvel game on the iPhone that's like Infinity Blade that I downloaded, but it wasn't very good. But a good version of that, I'd enjoy.
This won't be it.
Yeah, I understand that.
What else?
Mass Effect Trilogy and the first Mass Effect finally came out for PS3.
Woo-hoo.
So
everybody rushing to download that this holiday season.
Yeah. Find out who the Spider Queen is.
And for the Vita, DJ Max, there's a new version of that out, Technica Tune. It's $45, I guess, to download.
That's pricey.
No,
that is.
Thank
those
you.
Games are fun though. Have you ever played those?
Nope.
Oh, they're music rhythm games.
But isn't the and music that Uncharted, usually like
the
K-pop?
The Uncharted card game comes out this week.
There's an Uncharted card game?
Yeah, there's an Uncharted card game for $5 for the Vita. Oh,
cheap.
I guess. I don't know. I guess I have to buy that because it's $5.
Right.
Yeah, you need to. I would buy it, but you know.
You don't have a Vita.
And I wouldn't buy it anyway.
Right.
So that's the new releases.
Okay. So Far Cry.
Okay.
The point is Far Cry. Everybody Far Cry on PC if you can. Is damn.
It's a far cry from a bad game.
I don't get the title of the game. You're like in a bad situation, you want to cry, and you're far away.
Because it's a far cry from a nice place to visit.
Is it?
Because in the first game, you turned into a monster.
Hmm.
Remember the first one?
It all came from... Crytek, right?
Yes, yes.
Originally, like, and then, I don't know, I don't remember how that whole thing went down, but then they couldn't make Far Cry anymore.
Oh, is that, was it originally?
Yeah, it was originally Crytek. Yeah. The first one was Crytek. Okay.
So there's your Cry answer. They got to jam Cry into everything.
Yep, so then they went off and made Crysis after that.
I can answer my question.
No, I thought they made Crysis around the same time, didn't they?
I can't remember which one came out first. But it was something. The reason Cry's in the title is because the original was from Crytek.
They don't feel that different, those games, anymore, you know?
Yeah, Crysis is good too.
Same setting,
Crysis
superpowers,
3.
First person shooter. I mean, yep.
I never played Crysis 3. 3? 2? 3?
It's not out yet.
2.
Okay, yeah, Crysis 3 comes out relatively soon.
It's going to run really good on your 5-year-old MacBook.
You know what? Your mom runs really good on my 5-year-old MacBook.
No, she doesn't. Nothing runs good on that. Liar.
I'm a big stinking liar.
Should we let's see, what do we got here? I feel like I missed something here. Well, maybe not. Should we do the NPDs, November NPDs? Quickly?
I think we should.
Okay. Why don't you do it, Wombat? I like when you talk and I drink my iced tea.
Ah, so it was a big month that November. Although we don't have any game sale numbers yet, do we? Let me do a quick refresh here. Okay, well, consoles did really well. The leading console for the month of November would be the Xbox 360 with 1.26 million sold, which is still down 25% from November of last year.
Right.
But still double that of every other console.
Well, do we know that for the PlayStation 3?
We don't have PlayStation 3 numbers.
No, we don't have PlayStation, so it may not be double everything.
I think the PlayStation 3 had to have sold pretty well, but I don't know why Sony's so opposed to...
Because it probably sold like 700,000, and it just looks lame compared to Microsoft. That's why. It's nothing to sneeze at, but... You know, Sony doesn't like showing their numbers. It's not because they're humble. I think we can agree. You know, yeah. They obviously aren't that great.
And do you think they sold out of Wii U's in November?
They probably sold most. No. Not, they didn't sell out, but they probably sold a lot of them. Most of them.
Well, we already know how many they sold of Wii U's.
Right.
For 425,000.
We just don't know how many they shipped.
Wii U's. No. But I can, with my eyeballs, I can go and look at any store around here and tell you that they did not sell out.
Right. Even the black ones.
The black ones are a little bit tougher to find.
Right.
But if I wanted to find one, I could do it. In fact, when I bought mine, I had reserved two of them because I figured I could reserve two and I knew like a friend or family member or something would want it.
Right.
Like they would want it for Christmas, but that didn't happen. So I just returned mine to Walmart. So they have a black one there. So make that 424,999,999 that they sold.
GameStop has both of them in stock right now. Both models. So
I'm just looking at the top 10 and surprised at how many of the titles are, not surprised really, just find it interesting that so many of the top 10 are sports titles still, that just never changes.
Right.
And, you know, I not that dancing is really a sport, but if you can include Just Dance, you have Just Dance, Madden, NBA, WWE, and FIFA are all in the top 10. The other games that round it out are, you know, Need for Speed, Assassin's Creed 3, Halo 4, and Call of Duty. There are no new... and Skylanders Giants is in the middle there at 6. There are no new franchises in the top 10. No new IPs in the top 10 for November. But no. I guess that shouldn't really be a surprise either.
Right.
That's what I think is the most interesting thing about the top 10 for November, is that there are literally no surprises.
The most interesting thing is that Sony let the Vita numbers out.
Is it the best month of Vita sales?
Oh, they didn't. They said Sony. It's funny because Sony only gives like clues, and then you have to figure out the numbers. So they said the Vita handheld had its second highest month of sales since launching in February, thanks to attractive bundles with third-party software such as Assassin's Creed Liberation.
And that Call of Duty game that we won't want to mention.
Yeah, that we must not speak of. So, I guess their highest was February. So they figured out it's between 225 and 210,000 because those are the highest months, I guess. But
which compared to the 3DS selling 540,000.
According to this NeoGAF forum post, and I it says that Call of Duty Black Ops sold 7.4 million copies.
Hmm.
That's a lot of Black Ops.
Yes, it's down from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's a...
I think it's got at least another year. They should make at least one more Call of Duty. What do you think?
14% in its first month of sales on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. This is from Gamma Sutra. The latest installment of the Call of Duty franchise from Activision Blizzard saw a decline of approximately 14% in its first month of sales on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, according to the latest retail sales figures from the NPD Group. That includes 4.5 million on the 360 and 2.9 million on the PlayStation 3.
It's like Guitar Hero all over again. No.
I don't think that 7.4 million copies is bad.
Right.
Of anything.
But it also, you put the game out 2 months. I mean, I don't know. You can they can ruin it.
It also, Activision according to, that they can ruin it. It's also with 1 week less of tracking than Modern Warfare 3 had and Modern Warfare 2 had in November. I guess Black Ops 2 came out the second week of November, not the first.
I just want to know how many of those 225,000 Vitas were sold were from the Amazon Black Friday bundle.
You mean you didn't sell half of them?
No. But I would. I wonder how many. I mean, that's. I wonder if I could find that out.
I bet it's a lot.
I bet you I could find out.
Four million copies of a game in a month sounds like such a ridiculous number. I'm so curious to know what, you know, number two. I mean, you know, there's already chatter about PlayStation All-Stars maybe not selling very well.
Shocking.
There's chatter about
that.
Somebody thought it was going to sell.
But then again,
well.
It's also the, you know, if that game was number 12, I bet it sold a lot of copies.
Is it even out? I don't even know.
It's out. I don't think that game was number 12.
No. Well, you know.
I don't think that game was close to being number 12.
I'm trying to be positive. I'm not a negative
person. I'm positive that game was number 12.
Nice. You got me.
I have nothing against that game. It's just there's no marketing and there's not a lot of buzz.
But they did. There isn't. Amazon threw that game in on the Vita, so they could, it would count.
So it's probably got to be somewhere in the 210.
They sold at least 210,000 copies of that.
So,
So that's the MPDs, right? Anything else we wanted to add about that? No.
Skylander still going strong.
Right. Speaking of shopping, sort of, we are doing our holiday charity fundraiser for Child's Play. Our raffle that we do every year. Last year we raised over $50,000, almost $53,000 last year. And so we're doing it again this year. And the prizes include 4 500 Amazon gift cards, a $300 PlayAsia gift card, $200 in credit for Amazon PC game downloads, and more, a lot more. There's a ton of community prizes that are going up every day. And so just go to the front page of CAG and you will see the little widget right there on the right side, and you can learn more about it or donate right to Child's Play from the widget. And anything to add, Wombat? How do you feel about this fundraiser?
I'm kind of on the fence.
You like games, but you hate kids.
It's kind of, that's part of it. You see, I already donated. Usually I wait till the last minute, but for some reason this year, I'm like, if I don't do it now, I may forget. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never won anything in the raffle.
Right.
So if no one else donates anymore, there's a better chance of me winning the raffle.
True.
I mean, sure, sick kids don't benefit from it.
Right.
But I benefit from it.
Right.
So,
and you can pretend like you're going to give the prize to the sick kids.
Exactly. And I can get on my high horse and say, I can't believe no one else donated. I donated. What is your problem?
Right.
So you see my conundrum.
I do.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
If it makes you feel any better, I wouldn't let you win anything anyway.
I know.
I would, actually. When we do the raffles, I think I only take my name out. I'm pretty sure. I forget.
That's okay. If it makes you feel better to take my name out,
it
by
doesn't.
All means.
I would keep your name in there.
Yeah.
I would make sure you get a really shitty prize, though, like PAX swag or something. That's
A copy of Far Cry 3 or some junky piece of junk that.
There are no bad prizes, actually. I'm looking at this list. It's all good stuff here. So check that out. Just go to cheapassgamer.com and donate to Child's Play.
How many people do you think listening to that really think I think that way?
Zero.
You think so?
A few.
Yeah, because the internet's been letting me down lately.
Not enough outrage? Fake outrage?
Too much outrage to things that I felt were clearly jokes.
Oh.
But whatever. Whatever.
Whatevs.
Exactly. Whatevs.
Speaking of winning valuable prizes, I have the winners from last show's prizes. The Half Minute Hero thing, Hidden Minute Hero, Ultimate, Mega Boy, something. Anyway, congratulations to Tiger Pants, Detective Conan 16, Fairy Leviathan, and Rectum 662. That's Wreck, like WRECK, not like the bunghole. He might mean the bunghole, though, as a joke. I'm not sure. So you have all won the game, the Half Minute Hero game on Steam, and a watch, Half Minute Hero watch. So
people really wanted that watch.
They did. It's cool. It's a nice entries. It's a cool watch. I wish I knew where I put mine, but it's somewhere.
There was just about enough people wanting the watch as there were people telling us to stop talking about the Wii U.
Why did they tell us to stop talking about the Wii U?
Because
they don't care about it, or because we're too negative about it?
We're too negative on it.
It sucks, though. It's not our fault that it sucks. Come on.
Yeah, that's what people were talking about, that you shouldn't talk about how much it sucks, because we all know how you feel about it. We don't need to hear your opinion again.
And I don't even have it. And I still
Nor will
sucks.
You. You still won't have one. You'll never have. You'll never have one.
Wombat, why would I bring something that sucks into my house and plug it into my television?
You're in your house every day.
I don't plug myself into my television.
Touche.
Uh-huh. You're obviously not listening. Anyway, let's move on. Do some multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff.
And it doesn't totally suck.
What?
The Wii U.
It doesn't.
No, it's just, it's very...
sucky.
I don't know. It's unremarkable.
Okay.
Like, it's fine. It's a console. It plays Nintendo games. But beyond that, I don't know. It's
right. I'm just not in the market for that.
Right. Exactly.
I do want these...
I was, apparently.
These Bluetooth headphones, though. These Parrot Zik Bluetooth headphones. You know about those?
I don't know about those.
They cost more than a Wii U.
They got a touch screen?
Nope. Touch panel, though, on the side of the headphones.
Oh, okay.
You started Assassin's Creed 3?
I did. I'm probably, I don't know, about 4 hours into it. So I'm still playing
a British dude.
As not Connor.
Right. You're still wondering why you're not playing as Connor?
I like this guy,
though. Okay, good.
I like the... Yeah, I don't think it's slow or anything at the beginning.
Okay, great, great.
Yeah, I think it's an Assassin's Creed game, and I'm glad I'm not playing as Ezio again.
Okay, good.
Because, yeah, I never really cared for Ezio too much. He just was a little bit too whiny for my taste.
Okay. His beard was creepy,
I don't know,
too.
I just,
his facial hair.
Yeah,
his facial
he just
hair.
never clicked with me. Like, the games were fun, but I liked Altair better than Ezio.
Okay.
And this guy's kind of, it's a new story. It's a much different locale.
Have you gotten to the boat stuff yet?
I have not gotten to the boat stuff yet. I am on a mission where I stopped. What? No, I don't remember who gave me the mission. It wasn't him, though.
Jeebus?
I don't think... Was that the guy in the tavern?
What's the mission?
I'm going to a fort location... And I have to eavesdrop on some dudes as they're walking around.
Okay.
And, like, you have to, like, move from, like, the bushes and then up a ladder or whatever. Mm. And then there's also, like, a secondary mission is, like, you have to disable these cannons that are up there.
Right. I remember that one.
Oh, my God. I've tried this mission, like, 8 or 9 times.
Yeah. I don't like that.
And
it's so annoying. And that, there's a boat there,
yeah,
too,
that
right?
Is
you
not
have to
fun.
Kill somebody on the boat.
No, that was the mission before this. That one only took me about 6 times,
yeah,
5 or 6 times.
Now, do you recommend Shipwreck stops playing this game now and just
no, no,
he's, 3?
I'm not that much farther ahead of him, I don't think. I'm maybe an hour in front of him. So he's close.
Yeah, like I can tell this guy's story is kind of coming to an end here. Relatively.
They're wrapping it up.
Yeah, they're starting to wrap it up here, but it's just like, I don't know, the stealth type stuff in it, like, it needs to be more forgiving. Like, it puts you into, like, the failed desynchronized zone way too soon.
Yeah.
Like, the one mission I'm on, like, if anybody sees you, pretty much, you desynchronize. And it's really hard to tell, like, hey, can that guy see me? Because before I was like, there's an opera house that you start off in. The first thing in the game.
Yeah, which is a very cool scene.
It's a cool scene, but for some reason, nobody sees you scaling on the insides of the balcony.
Right. Like, I showed that to somebody, and they said the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, so these people don't see me. How come these people can see me, like, from like 100 yards away when it doesn't even look like they're looking in my direction.
Right.
And then I swear one time a guy just like materialized in thin air and like all of a sudden I was fighting.
What's up?
Yes. I also stabbed George Washington to death in this mission.
I've done that. I did that like 3 times.
Because I didn't even realize it was him. It was like, oh, you've met George Washington. Oh, you killed George Washington.
A little message comes up on the screen. It's like, oh, don't kill George Washington.
Yeah.
Please.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said that to me.
Oh, my God.
I like climbing to the top of stuff, though. That's still fun.
Yeah. I think they...
Shooing away the bald eagles.
These open world games, they have to make it so you're not repeating the same missions over and over again, you know, failing them and repeating, because the games are so big. And if you want to encourage people to explore the world and get lost in the world, having to do a mission over like 7 or 8 times is not going to encourage that.
That's kind of what I like about Dishonored. Is that, A, it's not an open world game, so it's kind of a nice change of pace. And you can save anywhere at any time, pretty much.
Right.
And you couldn't do that with the previous Assassin's Creed, so I'm assuming this one is the same way.
Well, at least so far, like, there's the open world part of Assassin's Creed, but then it's very clearly, hey, I'm going to go on this mission. And it, like, sends you to a specific locale.
Right. It's like more of a tease at this point, the open world.
Right. Yeah, so I just wish I could get past this mission without having to play it again.
You know what's better than Assassin's Creed 3? Far Cry 3.
Told you he was going to say that. I called it.
It's true. Yep. It's better. You should get it. Why don't you have it already, Shep?
Because I'm trying to play Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh. Are you playing it on PC or Xbox?
I'm playing it on PC. It looks nice. Assassin's Creed 3 looks nice on PC.
Yeah, I fired it up on PC, and it didn't look that much better. I haven't gotten to maybe the most dramatic areas yet, but from what I've played so far, it didn't... I mean, the Xbox version looks really good, so it didn't look that much better. What else we got here? I saw that the Sports Friends Kickstarter is about halfway, a little past halfway through their goal, to their goal of 150,000, and they only have 3 days left to go. But they're going to make it, right? You think they're going to make it?
No.
No?
No.
No way?
I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think there's a market for it.
Do you think it was a mistake doing this 4-game bundle? Is it 4 games? Yeah, 4 games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, four games.
Wouldn't it be better if they only needed like 50 grand to get one game? Or something smaller, because that.
Well, I assume that all the people that are donating to it are doing it because it has Johann Sebastian Joust in it, because that's the
Johann,
one.
Johann, you mean?
Is that how they pronounce it?
That's how everyone pronounces it.
It's okay.
That's not how I read it when I'm looking at it.
It's okay.
Tell us more about it, Robert.
Well, Johann's the one that they know right. By name.
Yeah, I'm more of a Beethoven guy myself. But no, I agree, though. Don't you think it would have been better if they just did the Joust game for 50 grand? I think that would have been people would have got that
Beethoven.
No problem.
Okay. Right. Well, yeah, but I guess the next question is, you know, are there that many people? Don't you need at least 2 Move controllers to play that game?
Well,
you need 2 Move controllers and 2 people. At least.
Yeah, so who's playing that game?
Exactly.
It might as well come with a basketball.
This falls into NBA Baller Beats territory.
Yep.
Where I'm sure it's super fun to play, but you have to have a play space for it. You have to have like different criteria here, but it's like you have to have people to play it with.
Right.
Well, it looks like a, you know, the kind of thing, and this is going to sound, you know, pretentious, but who cares? It's my show. It's the kind of thing that developers could probably show to someone to try to get investors to make a real game. Like, look what we could do with the Move controllers. Isn't that exciting? If we had a budget and a production schedule, we might be able to make a game that people would enjoy, because look at how innovative and smart we are. Not give us money so we can release this so 8 people can play it.
Right.
But that's just one guy's
opinion. I want to play it. I remember when I was at PAX last year, or this year, and people were tweeting that they were playing. It was like 11:30 at night or something like that, and people were tweeting that they were playing Johann Sebastian Joust in the, you know, the annex or whatever part of PAX that was open at that time. But I was already in bed.
And it's the kind of game that probably works really well in that setting. You know, with a lot of people in a big open space.
Where there's tens of thousands of gamers in open space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it works great.
But not in your living room. And you don't have to have the move there or
I mean,
there.
I hope they get the money, but I'm sure it's a fun game to play. It's just like, I'm never going to play this game. Like, in any situation I'm ever in.
Why not? Maybe, why not at PAX?
Well, no, that's the situation, but right. I don't have to give them money to do that.
Right.
Yeah, like at PAX, sure, I would play it at PAX. But when I get back to Ohio and I'm in my living room with my wife.
You're not going
to
play it with each other?
We're not going to play Johann. We're not going to get some Johann going.
Right.
I heard
Johann. You know what you should play actually with your wife? This game, Space Team. Do you know about Space Team on iOS?
I've heard of it.
So it's first of all, it's hilarious. And it's free. So that's all you need to know. So you download the app and you're playing as everybody's on a spaceship that is flying through space, being chased by something, I forget. And you're under attack and you have a little console on your screen, spaceship console. Everyone has a different console and it's little instructions will come up on the screen and you have to get people to activate the thingamabob or swipe the whatever, the nano joint. All these crazy made up things. And so it's people just yelling instructions out and you doing the actions, but it's hilarious. So you should buy it for free. Bam. Did I sell you on it? And it has this great song. Oh, wait.
You said it was free, right?
Yep. Look.
You sold me
on it.
Get
ready for the space team. Yay.
See? Space team. Yeah. I had a lot of fun playing that last weekend.
It's what else we got right here? Now.
What?
I'm installing it now.
Oh, but you need, you know, I think you can play up to four players. The more players you have, the crazier it is. But it's really fun. There were a lot of Apple related questions this week in our show in our CAG bag, so I thought we would do those right now. Pinball RJ wants to know if he should buy one of the new iMacs. And Wombat, you're probably thinking that as well.
I'm getting close to that time.
Are you?
This computer isn't what it used to be.
Right. You on the MacBook now?
I'm on, what the hell is this thing? A MacBook? Sure. The MacBook, sure. About this Mac.
I haven't seen, Super Programmer John saw the new iMacs. He went to the Apple store today, I guess. And he said they look amazing. But I'm not going to buy one because I'm very happy just using my MacBook Air that I have and plugging it into a monitor. It supports really high resolutions and it looks great. And then I have everything on my MacBook Air. I can take it with me and I have everything. I don't know why I would need an iMac at this point. So
I have a MacBook.
Yeah, I looked right. You were looking up to see what you have. You didn't know you weren't sure.
I knew I was sure. I just wanted to look it up in case you had any other questions about what my computer actually has. if you think it's time for me to get a new one, because if you ask me what the processor speed was on this thing, I'd be like, I don't know.
You just have to tell me the year, but I think I know the year. It's probably like 2006.
No, it's 2008.
2008. Oh, so that's 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 5 years. It's almost 5 years. Right. It'll be 5 years in May.
Right. Yeah, time for a new computer, for sure.
It's an I would Intel just say, Core to you,
I would say
Duo.
I would say MacBook Air. I'd say 11-inch MacBook Air and a separate display, a monitor, so you can use it as a desktop at home.
I already use this as a desktop at home.
Right. Well, maybe you don't even need the display then.
Yeah, I don't think I need a display.
But it's great. So I would say, yeah. People should think about that option instead of buying the new iMac. Although it does look really cool, I admit. The problem with the iMacs is they're these really nice displays and they don't let you plug any video source into it. You have to use the Thunderbolt, Thunder, Thunderbolt, whatever, and nothing supports that. So it's basically pointless, except for other Mac products. So, yeah, sort of a waste. And Wolfkin writes in to let you know, Wombat, that there are Macs that are made in America. So when you want to upgrade your computer, you can buy American, Wombat.
I know. It was big news.
Yeah, you were excited. I remember you even told me about it.
All it took was Turtleneck Guy to die.
He's too greedy, Turtleneck Guy?
I think so.
They're assembled in America, too.
Yeah.
They're not technically, it's not really made.
A lot of the parts are probably still be made out of this country. They're just being assembled here, which is still, sure. Hey, you know, whatever.
Right.
No, that's great. That's still jobs.
I was going to say,
manufacturing jobs.
It's still jobs without jobs. Wah, wah.
Is it like the Microsoft where they have like that that facility right on the border of Mexico and Texas?
Oh, that covers over where they fix the Xboxes?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where they put? That's probably where they put together the Mac
I think it's
products.
In California, but then again, that could be close to a border as well.
Hmm. Let's see here. Detective Conan 16 writes in and says, just as Microsoft wanted to do with its Kinect monitoring system, Verizon also wants to do the same for its Fios TV customers. This time, Verizon's new DVR machine wants to air ads based on what the built-in camera sees in your house. If Apple patented this system, if it hasn't already,
well, it looks like you're sitting on a couch.
Right. Like, what? And Cheetos. Most people, especially GBD, wouldn't bat an eye, right? Instead, praise this violation of our privacy as a means of innovating the advertising world. I don't even... What?
He's saying that you're probably outraged by this, but if Apple was doing this, not someone else, you'd probably think it was cool.
Why? Because why do I want ads at all?
Because you're a dick, I think.
That's crazy. Dude, didn't this guy just win a watch?
Yep. Not anymore.
Shit.
This watch was up his ass for 5 years.
No, I mean, I don't want people looking inside my house to try to sell me things.
I don't think my Fios DVR has a camera on it.
Right. I'm sure it doesn't.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't.
I'm sure yours, it's for new ones.
I guess, like one day if a guy comes knocks on my door and says, I have a new cable box for you, I'm going to be like, no thanks.
Right. Just draw a picture of a penis and then tape it to the camera on your box. And then you'll get a lot of rubber ads.
A lot of ads for penises.
Yes. Fleshlights and condoms.
That's what I look up now on the internet anyway.
Right. All right. Let's do a few more CAGBAG questions here. Wolfgang wants to know what we think about the THQ Humble Bundle, and some gamers claiming that the Humble Bundle sold out and forgot about their mandate to Linux and their Windows-only DRM-required non-indie bundle. I don't know. Doesn't the money go to charity?
Yeah.
Yep.
Not all of it, though, right?
But you can choose how much you wanted to give to charity.
Right. So, well, that seems fair. And I don't know. Don't buy it, I guess, if you don't like it. I
can't get up in arms on it because I don't really care if it's an indie game or like a major publisher game. Like, I care if the games are good.
Is THQ a major publisher still?
Well, compared to indie.
Do you think they're indie now?
Aren't they indie now?
They're definitely humble now, I think. They've been humbled. I don't think
being bankrupt just immediately makes you indie. I don't think that's
right.
How that works.
Oh, no. Yeah. First you go bankrupt, then you buy a wool hat, and then you program your game from Starbucks, and then you're indie.
Yeah, I don't really care if it's indie or not. I think, you know, getting people interested in donating to charity and, you know, having good deals for gamers, that's, I think, more important than Linux. Really care about
Linux. I can't get that fired up for this. Like, I get that some people could get upset about this,
right? Sure.
Like, but
you crazy people,
not me. Yeah,
what's wrong with you people?
Move on. That if this is the kind of thing that gets you mad, then you don't have enough things in your life to be mad about.
right.
Then nothing bad has ever happened to you. If this makes you mad, yeah, exactly. Then let's trade for a day so you can find something to really be mad about.
Right. Find a Ear wants to know how the Wii U is being received in Japan. It's not out yet. It comes out, I think, Sunday. So it has not been received at all in Japan. I looked on Amazon Japan earlier, and I saw that they were they have the white one in stock, but the black one, you have to buy it from a third party.
What's the buzz on the street over there?
I don't know. I think it's pretty low key from what I've heard and from what people have been tweeting, like pictures of like store displays and stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems pretty low key. It's not a great time, I think. You know, like you think the American economy is bad, the Japanese economy is bad. You think America is in debt, Japan is in debt. So I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's expensive here too. I don't know. I don't know about this Wii U in Japan either. You know, obviously they're going to, you know, it's a new item. They're going to sell a few of them when it comes out, but I think they have the same issues that they have in America. Let's see here. Here's a Wii U question from the Fourth Horseman. With some disappointing thoughts all around, will Nintendo feel pressured to release another console before the Xbox 4 and PS5 generation in an effort to... So he's talking about like 6 years from now?
No.
No, longer.
Yeah, no.
Right, 7 years from now? I don't know. Will Nintendo... Oh, he wants to say, I guess, will Nintendo ever catch up to have consoles on par with the competition so their console isn't made irrelevant and almost immediately to gamers like the Wii and the Wii U? You mean, will they go back to the GameCube?
The Wii wasn't immediately made irrelevant.
Right.
The Wii was hugely successful.
Right. And it kicked ass for a long time.
Right. It made Microsoft come out with Kinect and Sony come out with Move. Like it made the other companies make a like products.
Right. It changed the industry.
To compete. Yeah. I mean, I don't even think Nintendo's not really trying to like be the next 360 or PS3. Like I don't know what they're trying to do.
They've decided they can't really offer much in that department, I think.
Right. They know they have strong IPs, and those strong IPs are enough to make the company money.
And it doesn't cost, like, you know, $80 million to make the next Mario game.
Right, and exactly. Like, their development costs are extremely low compared to some of these other AAA titles.
And that's the way they like it, because they're going to sell the same amount no matter what.
Yeah, it's a good business strategy. Like, they're... The thing is, when the PS4 and the Xbox 720 come out, they're going to be, I would say, much more expensive than the Wii U is. And the Wii U will be able to drop its price at that point, get to a lower family-friendly price, and that's where it's going to make its little chunk in the market right there.
When the 360 came out, it was $400?
That's... Well, there's different versions. So I think the one version was $299.
And the most expensive one was $400, right?
That sounds about right, because the PS3 came out at like $500 and $600 or something.
Yeah.
That seems so crazy.
No, it was more. It was $607, right? I forget.
I don't know. It's probably out there on the internet.
I never heard of it on the internet. Yeah. It was $600 and $700, wasn't it?
I'm looking up the 360 one. You can look up the PS3 one. But I don't know. So I think the Wii U has a good... Yeah, the 360 one was $300 for the core and $400 for the one with the hard drive. So I think the Wii U has potential to undercut these new systems on price, and that will be attractive at that point.
Yeah, they had a $500 and a $600 model. Pricey. I don't think they can... I think Microsoft realized that was a huge fucking failure, releasing at that price. I don't think Microsoft's going to do that, you know. I think people learn that you can't launch a $600 console. Let's see what else we got here. Kupo Mowgli writes in and says, with how poorly the Vita is selling, he basically suggests that Sony should throw in a Vita with every PlayStation 4 in order to compete with Nintendo.
The Wombat Theory.
it's gonna then people are gonna be spending like $800. I mean, they can't just throw in a $250 item and not charge you for it. You know, I like the strategy.
There's a method to the thought. Like the thought when you say it out loud, it's not like, oh my God, that's crazy. It's when you think about it for more than 10 seconds, where it's like, I guess.
It's when Wombat tweets me the idea or messages me the idea, and then I tell him that, no, this is not a good idea.
Right, you had that idea.
I had that idea. Yeah. We talked about it on the show, where if they could find a way to package it in a way that might be affordable, it would totally work and be, you know, a way to combat the Wii U.
Vita with special offers, and it just shows ads all the time.
Well, that's just, there hasn't been a price drop yet on the actual Vita, so.
Well, that would really, Amazon one was pretty.
Yeah, well, I mean, one that lasts more than a day.
Right, right.
I think Sony's going to wait to see, anyways, if this tablet hybrid gaming thing that Nintendo, the Wii U is what people are interested in.
Right. They're going to find that the answer to that is no. And then they're going to forget about including a Vita.
I mean, I guess the other thing would be to do it sort of in, you know, similar to how they did it with the Move, but the Vita is obviously a more standalone product to begin with, where you have, say, a price drop on the Vita at the same time that you announce this sort of cross-console compatibility that doesn't exist, that we're, you know, this hypothetical cross-console compatibility. So then you announce your price drop and you, like, bundle it with, I don't know, 6 months or 3 months of PlayStation Plus, something to get people into that.
And a 4 gigabyte memory card to make it useless.
Well, that's really what it is. And then, of course, the question is that memory card nonsense. So, hey, I'm just thinking, spitballing here.
How much do you think it costs Sony to, like, manufacture one of those memory cards?
8 cents.
I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot here with these memory cards.
Are they, or are people buying them?
Probably, I don't know.
I bought a $100 one.
See?
Right. Did you feel good about it? Didn't you feel dirty afterwards?
I don't know what I felt resigned to do it. Like it was, if I was going to buy a Vita, I couldn't get by with the 4 gigabyte. So it kind of built into the price. Like I knew I was actually buying a $350 console and not a $250 one.
Right. That's an expensive handheld right there. Anything else here that we need to answer? Do you guys have, one Kumar wants to know if we have any underdog games of the year, one that makes our list that no one else will have on theirs. And his example is Rock Band Blitz. No, I don't think I have any. Rock Band 3, does that count?
I don't think that doesn't count. That's not this year. Unless you Call Me Maybe. Are you counting that as a new release?
Yes, Call Me Maybe is on my game of the year.
What about Mark of the Ninja?
That's going to be on people's list.
That's going to be on everything.
I don't know. I feel like I'm the only person who played it. I never hear anyone talk about it.
People liked it. I still haven't. Yeah. Did I finish it? I can't remember.
That did well.
Baller Beats for Ship.
But yeah, Baller Beats. Binary Domain, I think, is
right.
Is one that deserves mention. I don't know. I have a hard time thinking of anything else that just like came out of nowhere.
Right. Kesma writes in and says that he hasn't heard any Fitbit updates lately. Are you guys still using them? I'm still using mine every day. I never I've maybe forgotten to wear it once or twice since I bought it.
I've put on a few pounds. I need to.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Wah, wah. Where's the Wi-Fi scale, dude?
It's in my bathroom. That's how I know I put on a few pounds.
Right. How come it's not broadcast to the internet every time that you
Not broadcasting my weight to anyone
dude,
other than
Dude, suck it
me.
Up.
No.
That's the motivation
that's,
you
I'm
need.
I'm not. That's why I'm...
You're not... Yeah. Right.
No, I've definitely gained back a few pounds from... You know, I lost a good amount of weight in the spring of this year, for those who remember.
And you found it.
And then I found it in the, you know, this winter when my company moved to a different section of town because we were working in Chelsea and Chelsea's like a good area to find healthy food.
Right. A lot of gays.
Yeah. And now I'm in Midtown, which, you know, close to Times Square.
Right. disgusting pigs.
That whole area, human. Yeah, it's like, it's just a deep fried, it's the Midwest in the middle of Manhattan. It's gross. Everything's deep fried in butter.
Have you been to Guy Fieri's new restaurant?
No, I'm less than a block from there. I think it's like the other side of Times Square from me.
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to eat there anytime soon.
You read the review?
I did read the review.
It's pretty funny. I saw he did a little thing on Saturday Night Live. It was pretty funny. They had a
yes.
A guy. Yeah, it was funny. Bobby I watch Moynihan. On Hulu.
Very funny.
Blup, blup, blup. So are we done? I think we're done.
I think
let's let Wombat go to bed.
Yeah, I have a nice. Tough day tomorrow. I got to get my work done.
Tomorrow is your gaming day.
What's on the docket for tomorrow?
It's to finish, to wake up.
Time, any times?
When the kids wake up.
So soon, then you're going to start playing games immediately?
No, because I got to get. We have to get the kids dressed and ready for school. So they'll go to preschool probably around 8, we'll say. 8 a.m.
Your school starts at 8?
Yeah. And then I have to walk the dog. And
you're not going to play any games tomorrow.
No, I'll get started probably hopefully by 9.
Okay.
So 9, we'll say 9 to 5. 9 to 5. That's a work
nine,
day.
Starting at 9, jerking off into a sock by 9:30, I say.
9:30? 9:02. It doesn't even count.
All right. Yeah. So let's remind everybody.
And who uses a sock when their wife has an underwear drawer?
Oh, you can't do that.
No, no, you can't
that's
do
wrong,
that.
Wrong, dude.
Not unless I ask first.
Yeah, that's gross. My wife.
Call her at work.
Our cleaning woman. So we have a cleaning woman that comes in once a week.
You ejaculate into your cleaning woman's underwear?
No, stop it. So, and she'll fold the clothes. If I do a wash, she'll fold the clothes out of the dryer. And she is awesome. Like she has a folding technique, which is incredible. Like everything is just so compact. It's like
everything's a swan.
Everything's not a swan, but everything is like, it's like a brick. I mean, like you could almost get like a paper cut on the side of your, you know, from the clothes. But when she folds my wife's underwear, I swear it's so small that it could fit in like the card case of my wallet. Like where I put business cards. That's how small my wife's underwear is.
I bet
is,
if you were to check some Japanese men's wallets, you would find underwear in the card case.
You would. Not clean ones though.
No.
Well, maybe clean ones. I don't know.
Used from a vending machine.
Anyway, I just find that amazing when I see that underwear. I mean, it's like my socks are much bigger, like way bigger. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, speaking of weird, you should follow Cheapass Gamer on twitch.tv where I do videos that are weird and play games. And people watched me post the Sunday ads this week. They got to see behind the scenes of Cheapass Gamer as I post the Sunday ads. People were really excited. Nobody was excited. Follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook, Cheapass Gamer, and follow everybody on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And yeah, review us on iTunes, blah, blah, blah. And that's it. So see you next week. We're doing a show next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So we will see you then.
Bread's done.
It's sometime in the future. The ultimate challenge. Crossfire.
Crossfire. Crossfire. Crossfire. Crossfire. Crossfire. Crossfire.
Get caught up in it.
Crossfire!